This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the U.S. House prepares to vote Thursday to officially launch impeachment process, new witnesses from the diplomatic community will be speaking with House investigators about Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Lawmakers will hear from Tim Morrison, a former GOP aide appointed to be President Trump's top advisor for Russian and European affairs. Morrison's name was repeatedly mentioned by the acting Ukraine ambassador when William Taylor testified that the president demanded political dirt on Democrats from the new president of Ukraine. Morrison has just resigned from his post. He'd been brought on board by former National Security Advisor John Bolton, and both were engaged in disputes with the administration about the activities of Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani in Ukraine, bypassing traditional U.S. diplomatic circles. Bolton's now being summoned by House investigators who want to hear from him next week. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A rocket struck near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad's Green Zone Wednesday, killing at least one Iraqi guard. There has been no claim of responsibility for firing into the heavily fortified area of the Iraqi capital, home to government buildings and Western embassies. The rocket fire came as tens of thousands of people massed in central Baghdad for another night of anti-government protests that began a week ago. Officials said at least two people were killed and more than 100 wounded earlier Wednesday. Chile has canceled a summit scheduled for next month where U.S. President Donald Trump was expected to discuss trade with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Chilean President Sebastian Piñera announced Wednesday that his country will no longer host the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in mid-November due to anti-government protests in Santiago. Piñera told reporters his decision was based on common sense. It is not clear yet whether the APEC summit will move to another site. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new large wildfire broke out early Wednesday in Southern California, forcing mandatory evacuations on the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and nearby neighborhoods. Ventura County fire officials said that the fire erupted shortly after 6 a.m. local time and torched 165 hectares of dry brush in one valley, about 64 kilometers northwest of Los Angeles, within 2 hours. The Santa Ana winds, blamed for driving California's annual fire season, finally blew the flames out. And Cal Fire Director Tom Porter said that there will still be a fire danger across the Northern California region, even as the high winds die down in coming days.
Today, we're seeing the winds taper off, and we'll go to a pretty calm setting for the next 5+ days here in Northern California. It's going to be dry. It's going to continue to be elevated temperatures during the day, little relative humidity recovery at night. And so we're going to have still the potential for fires.
And he said Southern California remains at risk as well, with the Santa Ana winds continuing to drive the fire danger.
We've had in Southern California alone well over 20 different fires that have broken out just today. And that's 20 fires that aircraft dropped on, not the other fires that engines, crews, bulldozers put out without aircraft ever getting there.
While Facebook has said recently it will not fact-check political ads on its social media site, Twitter announced Wednesday that it will ban political ads altogether. AP's Ed Donahue.
In a series of tweets, the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, says internet advertising is incredibly powerful, and in politics, that power brings significant risks. Dorsey also says social media companies give advertisers an unfair advantage in proliferating highly targeted, misleading messages. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner says this was a brave decision, and another social media company should follow Twitter.
I think Facebook's decision recently to allow political candidates to lie with impunity is a wrong decision.
Facebook says it will not fact-check ads by politicians or their campaigns. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said politicians have the right to free speech on Facebook. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that the Turkish-Russian joint military patrols will begin Friday in northeastern Syria after the withdrawal of Syrian Kurdish fighters under an agreement between the two countries. That agreement calls for Turkish and Russian patrols to begin in northeastern Syria after Kurdish militia forces met a nearly four-day deadline that ended Tuesday to pull out from the area. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.